promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Welcome once again to another quick shot review. Today's movie is The Holdovers, a movie that I have heard a lot about, and it is a wonderful film. And it stars and is also directed by Paul Giamatti, who plays a cranky history teacher at a remote prep school and is forced to remain on campus throughout the holidays with a troubled student. There is more than one student, but at a certain point, those students do get a reprieve. However, it's just him, the cook, and this troubled student. And throughout the runtime of this great movie, you really get to know the characters and everything they do. You feel as though you know why they're doing it, and that's the beauty of a film like this, where you're sort of trapped with someone and you're forced to get along with them. And you, because of the limited amount of characters that are in this film, it gives a chance to build on what those backstories are, gives chance to build on the characters and the different traits they have, and you know then why these characters are like they are. The grumpy history teacher, the so-called bad student, although the bad student is very clever and does really well in classes, also causes a lot of trouble as well. Of course, being a prep school, it's usually kids with parents who've got a lot of money and just send them away to school because it's easier. So each kid, each character, everyone in the film, the four main characters, including the cook and the janitor, that you see a lot of, you know your why, and you understand why they do certain things. It stars, like I say, Paul Giamatti, who also directs this film. Not been in a lot of films that I know of. I checked the rundown of the history of the films that he's been in, lending voiceovers, etc. But I believe this might even be his directorial debut, or at least the one that goes to the cinema, which is absolutely fantastic, because if this is what he can do, I'm looking forward to seeing what else he can do. It's very much a snapshot of a certain era of cinema. Even though it's set in the 70s, the film is edited like it's the 70s. The opening scenes, the way the film looks, the format, the music, everything is here to love. It also stars Divine Joy Randolph as Mary Lamb, who is the cook. Dominic Sessa as Angus Tully. That is the troubled youth. You've also got Kerry Preston. And like I say, there is Naheem Garcia as Danny, who is the janitor of the school as well. And they're the four main characters. You don't really go outside of those four characters, apart from Kerry Preston's I think it's Miss Grant. It's got wonderful comedic moments. It's got really heartfelt moments where you really feel for the characters and different things that are happening, and it builds so expertly, bit by bit. You get to know these characters and really feel like you are part of this wonderful film. And it's really hard to describe without giving things away. So as I said in the short, please do go and see this film before it leaves the cinema. It is very much worth your time, your effort, and your pennies. It is brilliant. It is wonderful. It's such a great film. And like I say, can't say more about the characters. You know, it's just... And then there's the bits as well where you don't expect things, certain things to happen. It's great. I love it. And it's an instant classic for me. It's one of those films that I probably will end up buying on Blu-ray and then probably never watching. But I'll buy it on Blu-ray, much like The Iron Claw. I'm going to see that as well. There's been some really good films out this year already, and we're only in February. And it is, even though I saw this in February, it is very much a Christmas movie, and it's one of those that you could probably watch at Christmas again, over and over again. Definitely one to go and watch in the cinema. Brilliant film. My absolute top pick of this year so far. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining us on the Tube of You. You know what to do with that one. If you're joining us via the podcasting channels, we also say thank you very much. It's you lovely, lovely people that keep us going, keep us doing what we're doing. 260 odd films down the line from when I started doing this in 2020, bearing in mind I had a lot of time on my hands then, and now I've got a different job, 9 to 5, and it's difficult keeping up with it, but I do love it. I love the cinema, and one of the great things that came out of the pandemic was me gaining my love of film back, and it is just wonderful, and I don't ever want to stop enjoying cinema, and it's films like this that will keep me going, rather than remakes or sequels or recalls or whatever. It's original films like this that are just wonderful to watch. And with that, I will see you next time. Thank you very much for watching. Goodbye.
Hiya!